Good morning, 8:36, May 20th, 2020. Fish temperature 68. Outside my back door it was 72. It's a warm morning for, given that it's not even 9 o'clock yet. So, yeah, I'm almost healed up. I really don't know what I did. I pulled a muscle in my rib cage somewhere. Doing the most mundane of tasks, which was changing out the filter in the furnace. I have to get down on the floor and ease it in and ease it up and fix the clips, and it's a pain in the ass. But in the process of doing that, I managed to do something to my side, which pretty much prevented me from standing up, sitting down, laying down, sleeping. Sitting still didn't work, moving didn't work. And the only thing that worked was giving it time and enough Tylenol, I guess. So, yeah, I guess I'm back. I think the last day I recorded was May 6th, so I've had a two-week vacation. I've been trying to find a thread to pull on in terms of writing. The writing is not going well either. I've just blown off 2 weeks. I should have been doing all kinds of other things than what I was doing, which is basically sitting still and trying not to think. But, I've got people contacting family members to find out if I'm still alive, so I figured I better come out and do a walk and say hello and see if I can't rebuild here. I'm probably going to flunk this month in terms of 2K a day, because I've only got like, I don't know, maybe 15,000 words. I need 60. And if I had a project, I could probably do it, but I don't have a project. I do have to get Cape Grace whipped into shape to give it to Karen. But before I can give it to Karen, I have to give it to beta readers. I'm not going to send out 150 copies of beta readers. I'll make a random selection of people who volunteered to be beta readers and send out maybe 10, 12. I got like 200 people who volunteered to be a beta reader. And the call goes out. The last time I called for, I don't know, I think it might have been 50. I had 50 in the first 10 minutes. And I had people responding to that email days later. That was nice, but it wasn't helpful because by the time I got the last request for beta readers in, I already had the manuscript revised and sent off to Karen. So after, you know, after 3 or 4 days, it's kind of pointless. But the Wizard's Butler is still doing well. I'm shocked, appalled, pleased. There's the usual, this isn't what I expected. There's an ongoing discussion that I find curious. I won't say troubling, but I will say curious. There is this perception that Roger adapted to his role as butler too quickly, too easily. And I'm not exactly sure why. Good morning.
Beautiful morning.
It is. It's lovely.
Wait till this afternoon, huh?
Oh, I know.
Wind blows your way.
Saturday was supposed to be hot and windy, which is not a good sign. So, there was one review talking about hidden mind control, which gave one reader nightmares, and I'm like, okay, I might be reading too much into this. But the continued success of The Butler makes me think I should be working on the next Butler series, next Butler story. I've been casting around for what The Butler should be doing and what The Wizard should be doing. I assume that's a leaf blower. Whatever it is, it's noisy. So the other thread that I've been trying to pull on is the Ishmael story, going to the next Ishmael. I am not wearing a mask, by the way. I am outside. Fresh air, and giving everybody at least a 10-foot. There's almost nobody out here this morning. Just a couple of people, a little lady with a toy poodle a minute ago. And I was talking to her from the middle of the street. Comes a pickup truck. And so the problem. The problem that all four of the characters have is the same one, which is after many weeks of, all except one, Zoya's the only, was the odd person out. They're putting up the brick facing. Which looks like a real boom. or stone or something. Interesting. So Zoya is the only one who hasn't achieved her goal, which is to be a starship captain, to get a master's ticket. Everybody else has achieved all their goals. Good morning. I assume she has headphones, headbutts in, earbuds in, head somethings. There goes a jogger. Get ready, sit with me. Morning. Monk post. And the problem is now what? They have the same problem. The problem is now what? They've achieved their goals. What are they going to do now? Morning. And there is a certain faction that says, well, now they have to get married and have children. And there's a certain faction that says, please don't have them get married and have children. But some of them have never actually answered the question, what do they want? Zoya is the only one who's asked the question, what do you want? She wants her master's license. She hasn't looked ahead to what happens after she gets a master's license, but she wants her master's license. Natalia only wanted to be chief engineering officer. So she's made her goal. She's got a ship. She's in charge of it. It's not her ship, but it's a ship. She's got the certification. With her money, she could build her own ship and... Hell, with her money, she could probably buy out Phoenix Freight. But then, what would she do? What would she do? What would be interesting for her? I think the problem is I need a new design. And the answer probably is I'd have to get Ernst Panko to design it. But what would they do? How would that change things? What are the growth arcs there? And honestly, I'm at a loss. I don't know. It seems weird. It's like I worked really hard for a long time to get all of these characters all in the same ship, all together. And now, like them, I don't know what to do. It's a little bit crazed. There are peripheral projects hanging on in the woodwork besides the wizard. The wizard is a good one. I'm looking at taking the wizard in a different direction. Still having it be Roger and Fidelia and Shackelford and Barbara Griffin and the lovely cast of characters whose names all came from steampunk random name generators. I've played Fallout for too long. I hear a helicopter coming and I'm immediately thinking Brotherhood Vertibird. For those who aren't and on the jargon, it's an inside joke, don't worry about it. So I'm trying to use one of my starters to make bread this morning. I set out the requisite proportions of flour and water and starter to make 11, not 11, but a 11, which is the core starter to make a couple loaves of bread. And supposed to let it go for about 12 hours, and it's gone for 11. 8 o'clock, I put it on about 9 last night. And they said to test it. If it's bubbly, it's probably ready. But to test it, you put just a little, like a teaspoonful in a cup of water. And if it floats, it's ready. Oh, mine sank. Sank like a stone. So clearly it's not ready. And I don't know what to do if it's not ready. I suppose let it go some more. But I'll have to do some research into, do I throw it out? Do I try to make a loaf of bread with it anyway? Do I give it a little refined sugar to sweeten it up, maybe give it a little extra juice? I don't know. At any rate, I'm out. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm not reading as much. I did notice that I was not reading as much. I had like a 60-day streak going to reading every day. And logged on and looked yesterday. I missed like 3 days over the last 2 months. Which of course breaks up the string. It's not a string anymore. I've only managed to maintain my streak on For the Words by fiddling with the game mechanic. Cheating. Not using Stumpos too. It's one of the little objects that you could get as a Stumpo, and a Stumpo fixes timeline problems. Like, you missed a day, idiot. So I've relied a lot on Stumpos. I've relied a lot on just throwing, 444 words in and just calling it good. My average is down from 2,500 to 2,400, but, half a million words in 18 months is a lot of words, and the average was 27 at one point. So that's a lot of words I have to not write in order to get that below 2,000. I'd like to not have that happen, because getting it back above 2,000 means a lot more words that I have to write. Anyway, so here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. If any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.